Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Azhar Ali scored a century and Misbah-ul Haq unbeaten 68 as Pakistan chased down 302 to beat Sri Lanka by 5 wickets in fading light at the end of the third and final test in Sharjah. Sri Lanka began a dramatic day as favourites to hold on to their 1-0 series lead, but ended it disappointed as Pakistan's batsmen led by Azhar and Misbah foiled them to level the series. With the light fading, Sri Lanka tried to convince the umpires that play should be called off, but instead Angelo Mathews was warned for time wasting and they were compelled to carry on. The winning runs hit by Misbah came with 9 balls remaining, and although a direct hit by Dinesh Chanimal would have run out Asad Shafiq, he missed and Pakistan were able to celebrate. Sri Lanka resumed the down 133 for 5 in their second innings with a lead of 220. Besides, Matthews is 31 and Prasannan Jayawardene's 49 made little progress and were bowled out for 214. Left arm spinner Abdurrahman picked up 4 for 56, off spinner Syed Ajmal 3 for 53, and fast bowler Mohammad Talla 3 for 65. That set Pakistan 302 to win in 59 overs, and they made a fast start for openers Ahmed Shahzad and Kuran Manzoor, who both made 21. However, when both were dismissed by Sarangal Akmal, leading the score on 48 for 2 in 9 overs, Sri Lanka would have collectively breathed a sigh of relief. Yunis Khan then fell for 29 to make it 97 for 3, bringing Azhar and Yusafa's Ahmed together. While Azhar did not exactly drop anchor, he played a more cautious role than Sarfraz, hit 4 fours and a 6 on his way to 48 and 46 balls to resuscitate the run chase. The pair had put on 89 together and the match was back in the balance, where Pakistan still had plenty of work to do from 186 for 4. Azhar and Misbah then batted together for 1 ball shy of 20 overs. It was their 109-run partnership that turned the game decisively in Pakistan's favour. Azhar reached his 5th test century. Soon after he reached 3 figures he fell. The game by then, though, was all but won with just 7 more required. Sri Lanka have named their 30-man provisional squad for the ICC World 2020 to be held in March and April in Bangladesh. Dinesh Chanimal will lead the squad, which includes the experience of Tilak Adilshan, Mahela Jayawardene, Kumar Sangakkara and Lasith Malinga, along with uncapped all-rounders Melinda Sirawardene and Ashan Priyanjan. Sri Lanka begin their campaign when they play South Africa on the 22nd of March. Pakistan, meanwhile, have included wicketkeeper Cameron Akmal and former captain Shoaib Malik in their provisional squad. There is, however, no place for hard-hitting all-rounder Abdul Razak. Umar Gul is also included in the squad, which is expected to be led by batsman Mohammed Hafeez. There is, however, no place for either Umar Amin or Usman Shinwari, who both played in Pakistan's last 2020 international against Sri Lanka in December. Zohaib Ahmed, meanwhile, is the only uncapped member of the squad, while they also recalled for all-rounder Yasir Arafat. They begin this year's competition by playing against India on the 21st of March. After yesterday's fairy tale win over Pakistan, it was back down to earth with a bump for Ireland today in Doha, as they lost first to South Africa and then to Pakistan. It was a dominant performance from the Proteas in the day's first match, as a maiden 50 from impressive young opener Lizelle Lee held the pace 119 for 2 from their 20 overs. Ireland were then never really in the hunt in their run chase, finished woefully short on 73 for 8. Dane Van Niekerk took 3 wickets, while Marizanne Kapp took 2 for 9 from her 4 overs. The 9 Abidi hit 56 off 58 balls, as Pakistan got revenge for yesterday's defeat with a victory in a high-scoring evening game. Abidi led Pakistan to 132 for 5 from their 20 overs, with skipper Sam Yamur adding some late impetus to the innings, playing 23 off just 12 balls. Ireland then suffered a terrible start to their chase, and slumped to 16 for 3, before rallying slightly thanks to a 4 wicket stand of 46 from Isabel Joyce and Leda Tice. However, they still ended comfortably short of their target, 111 for 5, as Kenita Jalil and Nina Dar each struck twice.